Chapter 7 A Mad Tea Party. Alice walked towards the house. There was a tree in front of the house. Under the tree there was a big table with places for a lot of people. There were only three people sitting at the table: the Hatter, the March Hare, and a Dormouse. The Dormouse was asleep, and the other two were sitting next to him. When the Hatter and the March Hare saw Alice, they shouted,
No, there isn't a place for you!
There are a lot of places,
said Alice, and she sat in a big chair. The Hatter looked at Alice and took a watch out of his pocket.
What day is it?
He asked. Alice thought a bit and answered,
Wednesday, I think.
It's Friday by my watch,
the Hatter told the March Hare.
The butter wasn't good for the watch, I told you.
It was the best butter, replied the March Hare.
Yes, but you put it in with the bread knife. Some bread got in, perhaps.
The March Hare took the watch and put it in his tea. Then he took it out and looked at it. He said,
It was the best butter.
Alice looked at the watch.
It tells the day, but it doesn't tell you the time of day,
she said.
Of course not. Does your watch tell you what year it is?
Asked the March Hare.
No,
Alice answered.
But that's because it's the same year for a very long time.
Take some more tea, said the March Hare.
Thank you, but I didn't drink any tea, so I can't take more,
replied Alice.
Yes, you can,
the Hatter said.
Anyone can take more than nothing.
Alice didn't like the Hatter's comments, so she wanted to tell him,
I don't think...
The Hatter interrupted her.
Then you must not speak,
he said. Alice ran away. She was very angry.
Perhaps they'll call me back and give me some tea and bread and butter,
thought Alice. But they didn't say anything. The Dormouse was asleep. The March Hare and the Hatter were trying to put him in the teapot.
I'll never go there again,
Alice said. Suddenly, Alice saw a door in a tree. She went in, and there she was, in the long hall with the glass table.
I'll go into the garden this time, she thought.
Alice took the little golden key and opened the door. Then she ate some bits of mushroom and grew smaller. She walked into the beautiful garden.